While there has been much debate on whether Head Start improves school performance for at-risk kids, Vanderbilt economist James Foster thinks it's also important to look at the impact of educational programs such as Head Start on one's health.
And Head Start was particularly of interest to us because it combined both education concerns and health concerns in one comprehensive program.
Foster, a senior fellow with the Vanderbilt Institute for Public Policy Studies, says it's fortunate that Head Start participants have been tracked through the years by the panel study of income dynamics.
And this particular one has followed 5,000 families for 30, 40 years since the late 60s and has been able to trace whether the kids in the family have gone to Head Start and then, some 20 or 30 years later, able to determine what their current health situation is.
Foster anticipates that Head Start's emphasis on nutrition and preventive health measures could be beneficial throughout participants' lives.
The point is that programs like Head Start have many different impacts, some of which are hidden when the evaluation of the program comes about. What we're trying to do is to bring these to light so that the whole impact of Head Start can be appropriately evaluated when it comes time to fund the program, or alternatively not to fund the program, of course.
Foster and co-researcher Katherine Anderson hope to have their results within 2 years. I'm Amory Dear Owens reporting.